Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped. Through his blood,
step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
Every living saint, lift your hands. Lift your hands to the heavens. Just worship the Lord. Just worship him. Close your eyes. Let every of your heart be lifted. Let every of your heart be lifted. Let every of your heart be lifted to him in worship. The galados and the indicatos and the lingrides of Bradeshka. In this moment, nothing else matters. No one else matters but him. Oh, Keabalutos and the Libragades. We give thanks to your holy name and we glory in your presence. We give thanks to your holy name and we glory in your presence. In the lebo sin the lebregade shakata. Le reda sun the libregade sotoya kataya. Le gaya la rus in the libregetos in the libregetosa. Le baya katos in the libregabai karos. Ibai gala de zunda la bracatea. We give you all the glory. We worship your Father. How many of us have seen the goodness of the Lord in the month of September? How many of us have experienced the faithfulness of God in the month of September? How many of us will say of a truth, God has been good? Today is Praise and Gratitude Sunday. That's why we are here. There is no other reason. Praise and Gratitude Sunday. I want you to take just a minute and two and personalize this moment. Lift your voice in thanksgiving to God. No one knows like you know. No one knows like you know. But every grateful heart be lifted. Let your hands, let your mouth, let your shout, let your dance, let your songs, let your offerings, your sacrifices before his presence be of thanksgiving this morning. In our Lord's, oh, for your mercies, Lord. Hey, hey, my mouth will tell of your mercies. My mouth will tell of your goodness. For you are good. For you are good. And your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy is new every morning. Lift those hands, and I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
He has been merciful to me. What of you?
And I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies.
with my mouth,
with my mouth, will I make known
your faithfulness,
your faithfulness,
your faithfulness, Lord,
your faithfulness,
with my mouth. It's by your mercies that we are not consumed. It's by your mercies that we are not judged in your wrath. It's by your mercies that your grace through your Son Jesus found us. It's by your mercies that we've been translated into the kingdom of your Son, wherein we live, wherein we move, and even in you we have our being. It's by your mercies that we are preserved. It's by your mercies that we stand perfect, blameless and irreproachable before your presence in righteousness. It's by your mercies that we can now boldly call ourselves your righteousness in Christ Jesus. It's by your mercies that our hands can be lifted in praise and thanksgiving to you, offering to you our sacrifices of praise, giving thanks unto your holy name. It's by your mercies that our bodies are presented before you, living sacrifices, holy and acceptable, for this is our spiritual worship. It's by your mercies that we are loved, that we are beloved, that we are accepted. It's by your mercies that we, oh God, are provided for. It's by your mercies that we are supplied for. It's by your mercies that we stand here today in the land of the living, full of health, full of strength, full of life, full of joy. It's by your mercies that the things the enemy planned for evil have now turned around for our good. It's by your mercies that we are honored, that we are lifted, that we are promoted. It's by your mercies that we prosper. It's by your mercies, oh God, that, oh God, we live a life of purpose, impacting lives through the gospel and by your spirit. It's by your mercies, oh God. It's by your mercies that our life counts. Our lives count. It's by your mercies. It's by your mercies. It's by your mercies. And we declare that you are faithful. Been faithful, God, from the ages past. That is why your name is forevermore. You've been faithful, God. Say otherwise is to lie.
From the ages past,
that is why your name,
that is why your name,
hey,
is forevermore.
By your faithfulness, we slept. By your faithfulness, we woke up. Again and again and again, with hope, with purpose, with joy in the land of the living. By your faithfulness, we went out safely. We came back safely. By your faithfulness, you stopped the plans of the enemy and thwarted the desires of the wicked. By your faithfulness, you did not allow the sun to smite us by day, neither the moon by night. You gave creation to obey and to serve us, and nothing worked against us. By your faithfulness, even where there were challenges, even where there were trials, you came through for us. Thanks be to you, our Father, the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Some people lost things, but it's by your faithfulness we didn't lose everything. It's by your faithfulness that what was lost is being restored. It's by your faithfulness. It's by your faithfulness. So we count it all joy. It's by your faithfulness. Lord God, what destroyed others, what swallowed others, what drowned others, what defeated others, became bread for our eating. We always triumphed. It's by your faithfulness. You put food on our table. You put clothes on our back. You gave shelter over our heads. You protected us, giving your angels charge over us. They bear us up on their hands, and we do not dash our feet against the stone. Your glory has been our record. We have moved forward without fear of evil. We feared no evil, and no evil came near our dwelling. You kept crime away from us. You kept violence away from us. You kept accidents away from us. You protected us. You decalitosha. You reversed the arrow of the wicked against us and sent it back to the sender. Lord of God, it has been your faithfulness. You made the day where there was no way. You opened doors that no one can close, and you closed doors that no one can open. You gave us businesses. You gave us businesses. You increased us. You multiplied us. You provided for us. You expanded us. You increased us. You transformed us. You built us up from the inside. You increased us in the knowledge of your Son. Souls have been won. Souls have been won. Men have been delivered, filled with the Holy Spirit. Lives are transforming. Nations are built. Oh, thank you, Father. It's by your faithfulness. You are great. And the things you do are great. We are here today to give you thanks, to honor you, Lord, to honor you. See how far you've brought us. Who would have thought? Ezebube. 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 Who would have thought? See how far you brought us. See how far. See how far.
I'm so glad you found me worthy. I can see, I can tell.
It's your grace. It's of your faithfulness. You brought me.
See how far you brought me.
Yes, Ezebube.
Yes, Ezebube.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad you found me worthy.
Oh,
I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace of my days. I
sing your praise. See how far you brought me.
I'm grateful, Lord.
Made my name great. Put your blessing on my life and caused me to have favor in your sight and in the sight of all men. Made me a head over the nations and the heathens. Even such that strangers I do not know serve me. And as soon as they hear of me, they obey me. They submit themselves for your sake. For your sake. For your sake. For the gospel's sake, for your glory and for your honor. See how far. Oh, I can see, I can tell,
and I know it's your grace all my days. I will see.
Father, as your word comes forth this morning, establish us in the revelation of thanksgiving in our hearts, that it won't be what we remember just the last Sundays of the month when we come to church, that it won't be what we remember when we have annual thanksgivings at the end of the year, or when we have to book special thanksgiving, that it will be our daily living experience, a lifestyle rooted in revelations and convictions of your word and of your will. For this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus, that in all things we give thanks. As your word says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, and even in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20, that we should give thanks always for all things to God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is your will that we give thanks for all things, in all things, and at all times. Let that revelation, that we never be those who were caught and we never be caught in the snare of the fowler, that trap of ingratitude, that trap of complaining and murmuring, that trap of bitterness, of blaming either others or blaming you, that our hearts will abound with joy and rejoicing, that out of us will always proceed thanksgiving, the sound of rejoicing and the sound and the voice of those who make merry. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. We give you praise and we give you thanks. For these and much more we receive of you, and we know you do in this moment. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we have prayed, and let the people of the Lord say a very big amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a praise and gratitude kind of praise. Praise and gratitude Sunday kind of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're too quiet for my liking. You're too quiet for my liking. Hey, Yadu, do you know what time it is? Do you know what's happening? Do you know what time it is? Hallelujah! 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 Glory to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome everyone by your side, to the left and to the right, to church. Get to know their names and let them get to know your name. Make sure that there will be no stranger by your side today. Oh, my sheep hear my voice. The voice of a stranger they will not follow. They follow my voice, says the Lord Jesus. Kai, I hear. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, the scripture says, in all things, somebody shout, in all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. That means when we are giving thanks, we are right in the center of God's perfect will. And nobody who does the will of God will ever be put to shame. Everyone under the sound of my voice, whatever was ordained for your shame, for the shame of your family, as we give thanks today, it will be turned around for your honor. Everyone who does the will of God will surely come back with the recompense and the reward, with testimonies. God has never failed and will never fail. This is the will of God. So if I want to know the will of God for the things I am facing, for what I am going through, what is God's will? I know if I do God's will, this is going to change. I've seen one of it very clear. I don't need another prophet to tell me. I don't need to have a special encounter. If I start giving thanks, I will be doing the will of God in the midst of that thing. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 also admonishes us to give thanks always, not just in all things. Possible. Somebody said, always. Come on, say, always. Now say, for all things. So we are not just to give thanks in all things, but to give thanks at all times, which is always, and for all things, to God the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. So I want you never to forget this. This is our mantra. This is our motto. This is our watchword. This is what we are known for. And all of you who hear the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ as our chief shepherd, and hear the voice of Pastor David as the under shepherd under our chief shepherd. If I am your pastor, this must be the spirit you carry. For you to say you're a lost son, and for us to say that we know you and you carry our spirit, is a spirit of thanksgiving. Lift your hands everywhere. This is what it is. Somebody say, giving thanks in all things, for all things, at all times. Shout it again. Say, giving thanks in all things, for all things, at all times. So when we see you complaining, murmuring, venting bitterness, we see someone, we will ask you, who born you? Where are you from? Who raised you? We'll know that you're not getting it.
Maybe you're a stranger hanging around. Every love son, everyone who calls me pastor, everyone who says he is a son of God in this ministry, everyone who follows what God is doing in this ministry and follows me as I follow Christ, these must be our watchword, not for one Sunday in a month. Yes, God told us to consecrate that and set that apart. So we are always reminded. There is always supposed to be an altar that serves as a memorial and keeps you in remembrance so you don't forget. But it has to be a lifestyle. Who we are, always giving thanks. Always giving thanks. You see, last Thanksgiving I told us that people who are ungrateful, people who are always ungrateful and they express ingratitude in anything in life has always one issue. There are about many reasons, and I found that some of them are by the Spirit of the Lord, but their major issue is that they always forget. They always forget. They are always consumed with their present needs. Always consumed with their present circumstances. Always consumed with the issues they are facing in the moment. That they forget how faithful God had been. They forget how faithful, how God has always shown up in the past. They are so focused on what's happening and how they want things to change that they forget that God has always been faithful and never failed. And that if he has always been faithful, the book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forevermore. No wonder our fathers called him he that changeth not. He that changeth not. The same, steadfast and faithful, unwavering and consistent, constant and trustworthy, dependable. The Bible calls him the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither any shadow of turning. That's our God. That's the God we serve. And if he did that, he will do this. But so many people are so consumed with the pressure and the pain and all the emotions of what's going on in their lives in the moment that they forget, they always forget. Thankful people are those who are not forgetful. Those who have mastered the act of counting their blessings. Thankful people are those who learn how to immortalize the good things that God do in their lives. That's why they raise altars. That's why they raise, in those altars, they immortalize it. Those altars becomes memorial of what God has done, of what God is doing, of what God has revealed, of what God is saying in their lives. They learn to carve on rocks the good things God has done. You know, but ungrateful people, you know what they carve on rocks? Disappointments. You meet an ungrateful man, an entitled man, you do 20 good things for the person, and he can casually tell you thank you. Casually. But he expects you to do one more thing, and you don't do it. When the person wants it to be done, you know what the person does? He forgets the 20 good things you've done and takes that one thing he feels you have not done and go and carve it. Every time that person tells your story, that's what he tells people about. Every time he wants to relate with you and wants to talk about you, that's what he does. People get into a church, stay 5 years in a church, stay 10 years in a church, and God has blessed them, increased them. They have had moments where they told people, my life has changed. Different things, things are turning around. They have one trial, just one trial. A shaking in their life. And maybe they feel like the church didn't respond to them the way they are supposed to respond. They feel like the pastor didn't handle their case the way they are supposed to handle. People that have been blessed for years. God has given miracles. The church has shown love, been there for them. You know what they do? They get hurt. They get offended. And then they go around telling everybody else they don't care. Forget about church people. They go online. That's how it is. Whenever you have trials, church people will abandon you. They will spit on you. They will do this. And you know what their problem is? They forget. They forget all the times they said the best thing that happened to them was that church. They forget all the things that God has done for them in that church. Forget all the times their pastors were there for them when no one else was there. And hold on to just one thing. Ungrateful people become bitter. Ungrateful people. Their hearts are filled with bitterness, anger, resentment. They are full of offenses. They have troubled hearts. And that's one major trap the enemy uses to destroy people. Whenever the devil wants to shoot a man down, he doesn't have to touch anything else. Just let him forget. Lift your hand and say, I will never forget. I don't know if you're here and you're going to be one of those who never forget. In Psalms chapter 103, verse 1 and 2, the scripture says, bless the Lord, O my soul. You know how you bless God? By giving him thanks. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. You can't give thanks half-heartedly. You can't give thanks carelessly and callously and it's accepted. It's wholeheartedly. When I see people who are in Thanksgiving, and especially in a time like this that we consecrate for Thanksgiving, and they are saying, and we are singing, is able, see how far you brought me. Are they church? Are they come? Will they sing? This guy on Twitter, Jesus. The market is changing now. I'm so glad. You could have stayed at home. Trust me, there is nothing you do in that service that God will honor. When you come to God, you must come with fear, with reverence, and with trembling. That's why people go to church for 52 weeks in a year and nothing changes. They are worse off at the end of the year. There is no mark of grace. No mark of grace. Nothing. They can quote one or two things they heard from pastor. But when you check within to see that God has done something, evidence that can't be denied, you won't see nothing. Here and there, they receive miracles. They cry to God, and because God is merciful to all, he answers. But when it comes to inward transformation, because it's those who behold the glory that are transformed into the image of what we behold, nothing goes on. They receive miracles, they have testimonies, but their lives are worse off. No change, no growth. All that is within me. I just have these 2 hours. I just have this 1 hour, 30 minutes. When I leave, I have the rest of the day to do what I want. Why must I still in it try to do something else? All that is within me. This moment, I'm blessing the Lord. All that is within me. Bless his holy name. Verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Watch this. all his benefits. The only way I don't forget what he does for me, that word benefits is his blessings. Give me the NLT of it. Of verse 2. Is his blessings. How do I not forget? Because I'm watchful. I'm counting it. Somebody say, I hear. If you hear, say, I hear. Say, may I never forget the good things he does for me. May I never. Somebody say, may I never. Come on, say, may I never. Give me the message translation of it. Oh my soul, read it with me and read out loud. One to go. Oh my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single bless. Say, may I never forget. May I never forget. Do you know what keeps me loving people? Do you know what keeps me loving people even when somewhere, somehow, they do something wrong? They act in a manner that is hurtful to me. They even act in a manner that might be considered betrayal. Do you know what of the things God uses? God starts telling me all the times and what they've been for me. The sacrifices they made for me. And they didn't have to. All the times they've been there for me, and all the things, all the good things. The point is that human beings are quick to hold on to men's failures and quick to forget the good sides of those people. And when God begins to remind me and remind me and remind me, my heart opens up again. And I consider those ones, they are under trials. The enemy has sought after them. The enemy wants to destroy them. It makes me an intercessor. And I do not claim to be God. And I'm not God Almighty. And I don't remember everybody in my life every single time. But at each time God brings someone to my heart, it is with fondness. And it was with goodwill. And I try to say a prayer or speak a blessing. And if I have an opportunity to come around them, I will bless them. No matter what, without counting against them what they think they may have done against me. People who learn to remember the good. People who learn to remember the good. Don't forget a single blessing. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10 to 12. God begins to speak to the people of Israel. And he was speaking to them through Moses. And he says, so it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build. And that's when God brings you into his grace. This has been fulfilled in Christ. Bring you into his blessings that we gain by grace, which we didn't deserve, we didn't work for. He said, houses full of good things which you didn't fill, hewn out wells which you didn't dig, vineyards and olives, trees which you didn't plant. Even when you eat and you're full. Everybody look at verse 12. Hold your neighbor and read to that neighbor. One, two, go. Everybody read it and read out again. I'm not hearing you yet. One, two, go. Tell your neighbor, beware. Say, that's where the temptation is going to come. That's where the deceiver will want to deceive you. Say, but be watchful. Be sober. And never forget. How many of you can truly say that God's been good this month. You see, people who can't say it are people who are forgetful. And they are not pretending. It's just that their attitude is that they are very forgetful people. Entitled. They are so consumed with what they are facing. Now, how can God be good? If God is good, why am I facing what I'm facing? And so today, when we begin to give thanks, as we rise in prayer to God, let your prayer come from your heart. Thank him for your family. Thank him for your children. Thank him for your spouse. Thank him for your parents. Thank him for your siblings. If there are things that have not been perfected yet, if there are testimonies that have not manifested yet, thank him because he's in the process. I know you care for me. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying today? Today, thank him for your health. Thank him. Even if you're still experiencing some symptoms and you're on drugs, there are people that thing came to and they are not alive today again. Some people woke up, they say it's headache and they are buried. Thank him because you know he's ever faithful. Thank him for every supply. Has your life been used by God to make impact even on one person? Thank him for that. Thank him for making your life honorable to count, for making you a blessing. Has God blessed you with finances? If not, how would you have eaten this month? How would have you met your family eating? How would you have had means to transport yourself? However it came, lift your voice. When we begin to praise him with emotions. Let your heart be in it. Dance to him. Shout. Lift your hands. Express from the depths. Whatever moves your heart moves you. Anything that is not moving you has not moved your heart yet. And when we package, for those of you who are new, every last Sunday we consecrate as our Thanksgiving Sunday. And so that's the only Sunday we give two kinds of offerings. We give our normal offerings and tithes and partnerships that we normally give in every service. But when we are through with that, we now bring out a Thanksgiving sacrifice to thank the Lord. Because words are empty without the sacrifice and commitment behind it. So the scripture says, where my treasure is, that's where my heart is. I do things for three people. One came and said, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, and went out. Another one came and said, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Oh, God, you blessed me and then brought something to thank me. Another one came and said, thank you, sir. Brought something to thank me and say, how can I be of help? Anywhere you've changed my life, whenever you need me, call me. There are two things. Don't just bring money. Bring your heart. Bring your service. Bring your commitment. Who do you think I'll pay attention to more? If all you have is a word and a shout, your thanksgiving is empty. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. The money you're bringing to the altar, is it to God? Yes. Who commanded it? God. Where should it be brought? Here, on the altar. Why? Because that's where you're blessed. That's where we speak the word of God from to you. And who will use it? Human beings on earth will use it. It will be used for the gospel. It will be used for charity. It will be used for outreaches. And some of them you brought to the altar, you also will eat, because it will serve you. And there will be different things happening in church that will be a blessing to you. It will be used. So once it's used for God's work, it is to God and God who receives it. Somebody say a big amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So you do that with your heart and you look not back. Is there anybody who is ready for Thanksgiving? Before we go, I want to give you a scripture that has been my favorite scripture in Thanksgiving. And there are many of them and many blessings, but this particular one is dear to my heart. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. Stand on your feet.
Oh, Papa. Odio nye de kake.
I got it.
Chuku kike. Nareke le kenji wibia.
How many of you came with a grateful heart? Today is Praise Papa, and Gratitude Sunday.
Odio nye de kake.
That's why we are here.
Chuku kike. Nareke le kenji wibia. Oh, Papa, odi onye dikagi, chukwokike, narekele, narekele kenjibia.
Listen, it will be done to you according to your faith. Forget your neighbor now. This is you and him. There is only room for him, nobody else. Be on your own, give me space. I don't know about you. I don't know if you have other connections you depend on. I don't know if you have other abilities you depend on. But I don't have crutches in God. There is nothing else I lean on. This is the one who lifts me up. This is my shield, my glory, the lifter up of my head. This is Onone Kurum. If there be any favor on my life, this is him. If there be any honor on my life, this is him. If there is any glory and beauty to me, this is him. This is the one who beautifies me, beautifies my family. If I am protected, this is him. This is him. The only one I can depend on. There are many men who make promises, but this one is the covenant keeper. So when I praise him, when I worship him, I don't consider you. It may make you feel uncomfortable. It's okay. When we are through, we can reconnect. I don't care. It doesn't matter. At this moment, it's all about him. Even if you're the only voice that will cry out, cry out. Even if your hands are the only hands that will be lifted, lift them. Whatever it is from the depths of your heart, this is no ritual. This is no ritual. Don't play church. Bring to God an offering. Bring to God an offering. Bring to God an offering of your heart. Let your heart cry out. Hey.
The balm of Gilead, the comforter of my heart, the bishop of my soul, my refuge and my fortress. Oh, my hiding place, my confidence and my confidence. Oh, my best friend, my best friend. Oh, eyakada kata yakataga, eyabalado sandala bragate. Thank you, Father. Now listen. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 30:19. Because of time. We could just have stayed here because of time. We have another service. Lift your hands. Look at one blessing we are tapping into today. One to go. Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them and they shall not. Say with me, those who have mastered the act of spiritual thanksgiving can never be diminished, can never remain small. They are constantly being multiplied and the glory of God rests on their lives. Is that what you want for yourself? That's what Jesus knew when he told them, give them food to eat. They said, there is nothing. Even 200 denarii of bread won't. And then suddenly Philip said, there is someone who is it Andrew? There is someone who is a lad with 5 loaves. It's not big loaves. So it's a lunch. Small loaves. A small boy's lunch. Not a big guy's lunch. And 2 fish. What did Jesus do? He lifted it up and gave. If you will add thanksgiving to something that is not enough, it will multiply. He gave thanks. That's all. If you know the power of thanksgiving, you will never let the enemy tempt you into ingratitude and trap you in ingratitude again. If you understand, the moment you start murmuring, you start getting little and little. The moment nothing now works, you start complaining, you complicate matters. You keep complicating matters. Get back to thanksgiving. Somebody give the Lord a mighty praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.